It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent a burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's Ring. ring.com/WSJ.
Coming up, Alphabet's Google bridges the digital divide with free fiber high-speed internet. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. 4 years ago, Alphabet pledged to close what they called the digital divide, and now they're making good on their promise. The web giant is bringing free fast internet to residents in some public housing, and it could expand past that realm. And here with more info is tech reporter for the Wall Street Journal, Georgia Wells. Welcome.
Thank you.
So Alphabet is going to utilize its Google Fiber internet service to, quote, close the digital divide. What are their plans?
So in cities where Alphabet already provides its Google Fiber high-speed internet service, it is going to work with local officials to identify affordable housing projects that would be good to connect with Google Fiber. And then all the residents in these affordable housing complexes will get this high-speed internet for free.
Now, Google installed fiber service in its first metro area, Kansas City, Kansas, amid a question about inequality. What's the story there?
Mm-hmm. So when Google was rolling out fiber, they said that they hoped it would close a digital divide between, you know, people who had high-speed internet and people who didn't. And they were criticized because as they were rolling it out, the way they chose the places to put this high-speed internet was they would allow residents to pre-register. And in neighborhoods where, like, a large number of people were pre-registering, they would come and install this fiber service. Community members said that, you know, this was likely going to mean that affluent areas were going to get Google Fiber and the, you know, less well-off areas were not going to get Google Fiber.
How do communities like this stand to benefit from this new tech?
Well, the internet is very, very fast. It's 1,000 megabits per second. Mm-hmm. And so this benefits many layers of a community if they haven't had reliable high-speed internet before, or if it has been more expensive, just whether it's students who are doing research or small businesses.
Right. We could all benefit from who doesn't want faster internet? Going back to the digital divide, what do you think the biggest contribution to this divide is?
So shortly after Google installed this Google Fiber in Kansas City, a survey was done to look at who was actually signing up for it. And the survey found that even in the neighborhood where the whole region has Google Fiber, that wealthier parts of that region were far more likely to sign up for Google Fiber. And so that was just pointing at whether or not people were signing up had a lot to do with cost. And so the interesting thing about Google is that now bringing this internet for free to these affordable housing complexes is that that's sort of one of the first of their initiatives that really gets at not just bringing the service so it's around, but actually for people who can't pay for it, here is a program that, you know, provides it for free.
Was there a push for universal coverage? And if not, why wasn't there?
So city officials said they didn't push hard for universal coverage that the telecoms were required to provide because they thought faster internet would boost the local economy, and they were competing against so many other cities that also wanted this Google Fiber high-speed internet.
So what has been the sign-on rate? Are people signing on to do this? And what are the numbers like in terms of residents in nearby neighborhoods and the whole nine? Are there any specifics mm-hmm. there?
So the survey previously that looked at the inequality, it also showed that in some of the higher-income neighborhoods that did have access to Google Fiber, that 42% of the residents were signing on.
Okay.
And meanwhile, in some of the low-income neighborhoods that did have access to Google Fiber, just 10% were signing on.
Looking ahead, can we see this expand more? Are they kind of waiting to see what happens, or are there any plans in effect as of right now, or what's the deal there?
So Google has said that the cities that already have fiber, which include like Austin and Kansas City and Provo, it will be bringing this service to other affordable housing complexes in all of these cities. And then also in terms of Google Fiber's expansion, Google has said that it will expand it to Atlanta, Charlotte, Nashville, Raleigh, Salt Lake City, San Antonio. And then there's a whole other list of potential areas where it might expand to.
Okay, so there are plans on the horizon. That's good to know.
Yeah, definitely.
Alrighty. So, Georgia, thanks as always for the time.
Very good. Have a good one.
We've been speaking with Georgia Wells. She's a tech reporter for the Wall Street Journal based in San Francisco. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check out all of our podcasts at wsj.com/podcasts. Look for us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and for the latest updates, you can also follow us on Twitter at wsjpodcast. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.